Alex Stedman, my name is.
One of the exhibition managers for the zoo. You've been working there for 3 years. Tell us about the first year when you arrived at the zoo.
The first year we were at London Zoo, and it was split across two buildings that were built in part of the zoo architecture. So the Prince Albert Suite and the Mapping Pavilion. And so that was a really nice atmosphere. People had to walk through between them, walk past all the animal cages and everything to get between the two. So it was good, you know, really nice and good fun. But we outgrew those spaces because that was really small. We only had 15 galleries in one and kind of 8 in the other. So then the next year it developed and grew into a marquee in the centre of the site, which enabled us to have 45 organisations. And that was a really good step. And that was the first year that we went international as well. But even then, you know, there's still limitations, and we had actually grown literally as big as we possibly could in the zoo. So this year, we thought we'd give somewhere else a go.
Everyone keeps saying, but don't you miss the monkeys, the elephants, the lions?
I do miss the animals. You know, there were some amazing things there. When you turn up early in the morning for setup, there'd be things like all the Queen's horses. There's a certain element and atmosphere about the zoo that was great. You know, there was something fun. But I think that carried over and is imbued in the atmosphere and the energy of the fair. So although we're in a more established surrounding now, all the galleries still have that same energy. And that's actually about the team and the staff that put it all on.
Where would you like to see Zoo going in the next few years?
Difficult. Where from here? I think just to continue growing and maybe looking at how to expand beyond normal art fair, you know, how do you have a year-round presence and develop in those kind of ways? And just to continue to work with maybe the international contingent can increase. This year it's not quite 50%, so maybe that can grow a bit. We're always going to, I think, maintain that London focus because that's where we came from and we're about that local market and that allowed us to exist, the fact that London's such a vibrant scene. But yeah, you know, start working more and more with the internationals and just seeing how that goes.
You know. Tell us a little bit about you. Are you an artist? How did you get involved?
I started working in a gallery. I started interning for Soraya at Max Wigram Gallery. And then she left and I took over the role there as programmes coordinator. I did that for a year and then came and joined her straight away over at Zoo, which she set up in that year that I was working there.
This is mostly Soraya's vision, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. I mean, it was her and David Risley were the co-founders, but certainly David left after the first year and Soraya's personality and energy certainly run through it.
Okay, so you mentioned the ideology behind it. I've got to have a little sentence about that.
Sure. Well, we're a non-profit enterprise, so we're actually about supporting young emergent organisations and young emergent markets. So we're open to project spaces, artist collectives, publications, not-for-profit organisations, not just commercial galleries. We have no limit on the amount of shows you have to have a year, whether you have to have a space or anything like that. So open to more alternative organisations. And through collaborations like something we did this year with the Swiss Cultural Fund in Britain, where they have put £1,000 towards the booth fee of each gallery, we're really looking to expand in that way. To find ways that these young organisations can actually come and afford to do an art fair. So it's a difficult process and we just want to help support that.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.